Well, they're extremely disappointing. Our employees have not consulted, of course, and it's surprised the industry, but we will work with the state government. We've given our commitment to the Premier to work with the government at this very difficult time. These are temporary measures only. There is no need to panic. There's plenty of supply available in stores. We just ask the public to be kind to the staff. These measures have been brought in by police, and we will do our best to work with them.
Why is it disappointing?
Well, it's disappointing because the police commissioner on Monday said that he would not bring in restrictions unless there was out-of-control behaviour. There's been no out-of-control behaviour. There was no need to bring these restrictions in, but we will work with them.
What is your saying to you about them?
Well, they would have liked some notice. They were implemented this morning at 10 a.m. There's been no public education around them, and obviously consumers are finding out via the media, and there's a high level of confusion.
This could stop people buying more than what they are allowed to online, or going to a different store on the same day, does it?
No, that's what's ridiculous about these orders. There was no need for them. They're a reaction that has not been thought through, but we will work with them to the best of our ability. We would like WA Police to actually engage and consult as opposed to just dictation. That's not how you get order in these types of crises, but we will work with them.
Is this going to destroy the industry?
Well, the industry is already on its knees. The last element that we had for hotels and bottle shops and liquor stores, because there's already been such a downturn of visitation, was the ability to continue to retail this product. And we're just very frustrated that it's come to this so quickly.
For the places outside retail shops, Swan Valley, etc., that kind of thing, does this affect them?
It affects every retail liquor provider across the state for takeaway. Distilleries, breweries, wineries, cellar door, hotels, liquor stores, bottle shops, all takeaway alcohol.
The Commissioner says this is a prohibition. What do you think?
Well, it is prohibition. It's just prohibition in terms of quantities. Prohibition refers to a reduction, a restriction, a closure of sales, and that's what this is. What is strange is that the Commissioner said on Monday that they wouldn't do this unless there was poor public behaviour, there was a public safety need. Nothing like that has occurred, and there's been no discussion or consultation by the police with us about this. Peter?
Peter Peck, CEO of Liquor Stores Association WA. I think past this point there'll be a time for us to look back and examine what's gone on, but moving forward what I really want to do is focus on keeping people, families, etc. in business, keeping the lights on and trying to save an industry that basically is probably a little bit lower than on its knees at the moment.
Would you call the government to look at those loopholes and try and close them up with buying online from the state or cellar doors?
I would actually be really surprised if when they put this out there isn't a contingency plan for that, so I'm just waiting for the government to deal with this because we are seeing that there are opportunistic operations outside the state borders which are saying order from us online and you can have whatever you want at a cheap price.
Obviously these are unprecedented times, but perhaps a little bit of consultation would go a long way.
Oh, look, communication is always the key, but as I said, that's now in the past, and I would hope that from this we learn that we all need to come together, industry, government and agencies, discuss these things so that we can set out a plan that's minimum disruption to the retailers who are already under major stress. My day consists of talking to people like Bradley, but also having people on the end of the telephone who are crying to me, physically crying and saying, please help me save my business and my house. And at the moment, I feel completely useless because we just are in a situation where it's changing every minute.
What can people do if people want to buy alcohol? What can they do? Can they go to a smaller business? Can they buy their alcohol from there? Of course, under the court's jurisdiction.
Look, what I would suggest to everybody do is start to think about having a night where you can go to either a liquor store or a hotel drive-through. If the hotel drive-through is running a meal, buy your Parmigiana from that hotel, get your wine, go home, and you're supporting keeping people in jobs. And this is what it's about. If you're thinking about going online, all you're doing is costing people jobs, and that's not what we want. It sounds selfish, but we need to shop at home to ensure that we're looking after West Australian families.
The restrictions are set to be reassessed in 2 weeks. Are you hoping to open the conversation in this time?
I would like to think that we'll be having the conversation within the next few hours, if not days, to move forward to ensure that we have control over the situation. As Bradley said, I had no indication that there was any major problems around WA in regards to the flow of alcohol. There was some cases of people buying more, but it seemed to be relatively controlled. But if they'd come to us, I would say, from my perspective, we would have looked at it, worked with them,